Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us. He is in New York City. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started, though, every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Shout-outs to the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the security, the bar workers, the restaurant workers, the police officers, the military, people holding it down. Somebody's listening in a submarine somewhere. Shout-outs to the people listening overseas, too, man. People be hitting me up like, hey, JR, wake up to you in London. I'm like, yo, man, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Need to go back to London, get on the tube. Need to go back to Germany, hang out in the Christmas markets. I got a lot of things I need to do. Anyway, I'm here with you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Colorado leads Stanford 29-19. At halftime, they led 29-0. Stanford has scored all 19 of its points in the third quarter. Nuts. They just got underway here in the fourth. And so let's see if Colorado can hold on or whether or not they're going to be upset versus Stanford, who only has one victory on a whole damn season. We've gone through a lot tonight, okay? First of all, there is no baseball until Sunday. We got to wait for the American League Championship Series to get going between Texas and Houston. And that's a night game on Sunday. And then on Monday, not only do we get Texas and Houston in game two, we get the first game of the National League Championship Series as Arizona is going to be in Philadelphia. I took a look at the Sunday games. Yeah, we'll have an upset or two. But all things considered, the Sunday games just, they suck. There's no other way to put it. Sunday night football, for instance. We got the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. There's no Daniel Jones. And Giants are going to get smashed, man. Buffalo had to go out to Jacksonville, playing in London, I should say, against Jacksonville. And they lost. And so I can imagine they're going to want to come out and pick up a victory for what was just a slog, man. I told everybody I'm going to be in Brooklyn for the WNBA game on Sunday. Watch the Aces and the New York Liberty. Man, the way the Liberty's been playing, I mean, they just lost the last game, 104-76. They might be crowning the champion there that day. Matter of fact, Becky Hammon, who coaches Vegas, she was hyped after her team laid out that ass whooping. Listen to the great Becky Hammon.
They were good tonight. I mean, they don't leave me speechless very often, but they executed defensively, offensively, shared it, everything we've been asking them to do.
Exciting. Real exciting. WNBA. I'm just waiting on Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to show up in a WNBA. They, just the two of them by themselves, are going to add a different boost and spark. I could probably say today, between the two of them, and they might have to go through another season this year, but there was a point early this year, they were two of the most talked about athletes in America. And that's just, I want that to transition and translate over into the WNBA. That'll be cool when it takes place. Hopefully they don't disappear into the abyss. Because I don't think there's more than 8, 9? And, Shep, what is, there can't be more than 10 WNBA teams, right? Like 10 of them?
You know what? I'll look this up quickly. I should know this. JR, I'm just thinking when you're describing Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, this could be similar to a Magic Larry type of boost that the NBA received in the late 70s, early 80s.
Absolutely. You have that rivalry, two folks going from college, bringing it into the pros. And then at the same time, the WNBA is going to be moving into expansion. I don't know, they're going to add a team in San Francisco that the Warriors are going to, you know, I guess, partner with. And I think there's one more. I don't know the other city that they're going to be adding, but San Francisco should be able to support a WNBA team. And so that's good, man.
12 teams, by the way, JR.
It's 12 right now.
Yes.
And so that means that they're going to be moving to 14. Wow. Okay. It's not bad. Not bad. 855-212-4CBS. We've talked Russell Wilson and Zach Wilson and Deion Sanders. And I do want to talk about a decent game, two decent games tomorrow. USC, Notre Dame. We got Oregon and Washington. We'll get there. We got a lot of callers on the line. So let's talk to Gary from Vancouver. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
Well, I tell you something. I'm not going to be watching football. I'm inviting my girlfriend over, and I'm going to be cooking for this lady.
What? Excuse me? What did you just offer me something?
No, I'm going to be cooking for my girlfriend tomorrow night.
Ooh, what you making?
She's going to have a choice of either top sirloin, ribeye, or a roast of beef. I'm going out. I used to work in the wholesale business, and I'm going to go out and buy a brand new cutting board, some utensils. Going to do the whole thing right in front of her. And I have been watching Gordon Ramsay, the Hell's Kitchen guy, and a new guy by the name of Andy Cooks, and I tell you, these two guys, do they know how to cook? I was going to ask you and your listeners, and the heck with the movies, top sirloin or ribeye, and see which one comes up. By the way, JR, I love your show. I don't know, there's a lot of shows out there that I miss. I don't miss yours. You have a very calm voice, and you're funny. I really enjoy you.
Oh, thank you, Gary. And listen, man, kudos to you. I got to be honest, though. I'm a little surprised. It sounds like you got something amazing planned for your girlfriend tomorrow. I am absolutely thrilled for you. But having said that,
you're giving her. I love the lady, and she said, you don't know how to cook. And I said, you betcha.
Why are you giving her options?
Because I think she would like to see the difference between a ribeye, a top sirloin, and a sirloin, because there is a difference. I'm going to buy all three of them for her and see what she wants.
Okay. Hey, Gary, let me just say this. I have resisted so much making meat jokes, but I'll leave you to your imagination, okay?
Thanks, JR. Have a great night.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Gary.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling from me. See, I did the meat joke without actually making a meat joke. Like, why is he giving her so many options? I mean, not that. Look, Shep, should I give advice here? Should I?
Yes. Colorado might need advice too right now.
Yeah, they just allowed another touchdown. It's now 29-26. This is why Deion hates these games, man. Deion looks upset. His nose is running. He needs to wipe it. It's It's a sad situation.
Was he hating it when they were up 29-0, had a chance to go up 32-0, but a missed field goal ultimately took them out of it?
He wants to play now at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Man, you think this, Shep, is this game going to go past us being on the air?
Yes. Yes, because it's going to be closely contested, and you and I both know.
They're going to overtime.
Colorado in overtime. They just go together this season. Yeah, that and Colorado State. That game might have went till 3 in the morning.
This game, if this game goes past us, this will have meant the game is gone past 4 hours.
Correct.
This goes to Dion's damn point. Here, let me give people advice, and then let's listen to Dion. If you want to, you know, go on a date or something, don't give the other party options. Just tell them what you're going to do. Like, you're going to give her you want to give her 3 different selections of meat? You want this, this, or this? Just give her one and wow her. I think that's, I don't know. It's like you give people options and they can't make up their minds. It's like, hey, this is what it is. This is what it is. Give them options on the side. Just give them some meat, man. Just run the show. Don't ask. Just tell, man. Anyway, that's my advice. Let's listen to Dion. He was on his own show earlier this week, and he basically said, I hate playing these late-night games. It's like, who the hell is watching? This is what Dion said earlier this week.
What are we supposed to do with the kids all day until 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Wait till we're on the road.
What are we supposed to do all day until 8 o'clock? So what are you supposed to do in the hotel?
Yep.
What are you supposed to do all day?
Watching football.
Who's playing on Fridays? That's the dumbest thing ever.
I know. It's those fellas over the television
side. Stupidest thing ever invented in life. Who wants to stay up to 8 o'clock for a darn game?
You wait till we do
it. What about the West Coast?
Yes.
I mean, the East Coast. Do they even care about ratings or anybody watching it?
Well, people are watching this game right now. Colorado led 29-0 at halftime. Stanford scored 19 in the third. They just put in another touchdown. It is now 29-26. Colorado hasn't been able to muster any points here in the second half, and Stanford has just given up or put out all 26 points here. And it looks like we got a game. A little less than 13 minutes left in it. And if this game extends past me being on the air, Dion was right, man. Like, on the East Coast, it's pulling up on 2 a.m. They started this game at 10:20. There's a bunch of people out doing all types of wild things. I use wild loosely. 855-212-4CBS. We got Beck calling from Florida. What's up, Beck?
Hey, how's it going? Dion, if they blow this lead, he better hope this game was late night.
For nobody to see it?
The guy with the steaks, man. How about some buffalo steaks if they end up losing this game? It's a little more costly than normal steaks, but I think porterhouse is probably your best option. You get the 2 choices in 1 steak. But do you like oysters by chance?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Char grill, though, out in New Orleans. Charboy.
Well, I just heard some, you may have some single ladies in the ATL that like oysters that I just heard about today.
You talking about the lady who went on a date and had 47 oysters?
Yeah.
48?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew her, or maybe if you've been to that place. So.
If you sit down, no, I haven't. If you sit down with someone and they're sitting down sucking down 48 oysters, I'd leave too. I'd leave. Raw oysters? Raw? Like, what's wrong with you?
You can even get diseases now that you can end up dying if the oysters are raw and they're bad if it's a certain time of the...
Yeah.
I wouldn't take my chance of that.
She got mercury poison. I don't even know if oysters got mercury, but I'm sure she got it anyway.
But real quick with the comedians, and I guess I can end this. I'm sorry about that. We could talk baseball next week when it kicks off.
The Canadian? The Montreal Canadiens?
No, comedians.
Oh, comedians.
Sorry.
Oh. What about?
Did anybody mention or whatever, again, Jim Carrey, greatest, Ace Ventura, again, no bias, being Miami, being filmed with that movie. But if nobody remembers, what about the Wayans brothers in Living Color? They, you know, mostly TV, then the movies, and Jim Carrey actually, I think, was only one of the white guys on the show that got his career started, Fire Marshal Bill. You had Homie the Clown. You had J-Lo. You had, you know.
Beck, I mentioned In Living Color. I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tuned in late. Sorry. Okay. I heard the Adam Sandler thing. The guy took my thing with that, so I thought I had something with the Wayans brothers. Sorry.
It's okay. I didn't mention the Wayans, but I did mention In Living Color. I did.
You guys have a good weekend and everything.
Did you watch Cops before that came on?
Like the reality show Cops?
But it wasn't a reality show when it was on, now was it? There was no such thing as reality when Cops was on. It was just TV.
I thought maybe you were talking about a movie or something. If you were talking about classic TV.
Nah, man, I'm talking Cops. So thank you, Beck, for calling from Florida. It's crazy how the world has advanced so much, and yeah, it ain't no more Cops. Travis Hunter with a 16-yard touchdown. And so now Colorado able to put some insurance up on the board. They lead 35-26, not out of the woods yet. Yeah, you can't have Cops on TV anymore. Not in the climate that we live in right now. You can't have Cops. There's a lot of things you can't have on television anymore. Just different times, different era. I don't even think you'd be able to get away with Married with Children. Like, that people would be upset about that.
Imagine All in the Family now.
Oh, All in the Family. Eh, it's more of a lesson. Just Al Bundy was crass. Like, Al Bundy was sitting there calling ladies fat every day. But Charles Barkley does it too, so I guess it's fine, right?
I mean, you had Howard Stern in the mid-'80s, late-'80s, going after every single minority group and using words that if he used them off the mic, he would never be allowed to work again.
Well, yeah, it's a different time.
Yeah.
Different time.
You know, he never addressed that, you know. I know he's the greatest to ever do this, JR, but...
Well, why are you getting so damn dark? I'm talking about comedy, and you talking about racism.
Howard Stern would identify as a comedian, I'm sure. Private Parts certainly was a comedy.
I didn't sit down and watch that.
Ain't better off. You know who was in Private Parts, by the way? Speaking of...
Yes, I know Evan.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Evan Roberts. Yeah. You're a colleague of ours.
Yeah.
Fellow host of yours.
Is he? What'd you call him? A what? Mine? What?
He's a fellow host along with you.
Oh, fellow
host. You guys host on WFAN. Everyone knows you host on WFAN at this point.
Yeah, fellow host. Yeah. Man. Yeah, I just do my thing and leave.
I hear you.
I wake up, show up, do things and leave. Anyway, who the hell else is here? Gary. Gary's calling from New Hampshire. What's up, Gary? What's on your mind?
Outstanding. I told you before, I'm 60 years old. White guy, and let me tell you, you just sound awesome. I just love the rapid-fire phone calls. I have to compliment you each time about this because I've been listening to Sports Talk Radio for, you know, pretty much over 25 years. And when I think of the Boston people doing this, Boston Sports Talk and so forth, it's so boring. They don't take phone calls. You do.
Oh, well, that's because people want to talk to me.
That's right. Yeah. Also, Couple things. You were talking about meat, right? And food for a moment.
Well, the man. Let's back up for a minute. The gentleman called up and he said tomorrow night he's having a date with his significant other, and he is going to prepare her all of the meats. That's what he said. And I said, why are you giving her options? Just make something.
Right, I heard you loud and clear. I just wanted to give you a little Jeopardy type of question. Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Iowa, and Kansas, what do they all have in common? They're farmlands, right?
Yeah, okay. What's the question?
Well, I can't phrase it in a question, but the answer was this. They all concede, those four states, the United States, all in one day.
What state? Which one? Kansas, Nebraska, and who else?
Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Oklahoma.
Help me out here. What I miss in social studies? Was this
football?
Well,
they concede the United States all in one day. That means the agriculture in the United States is just so out of control. I didn't mention Wisconsin, California, Indiana, and probably about 35 other states dominating agriculture.
Everything in between Kansas and Colorado has now died? Is that what you're saying?
No, not exactly, but they just dominate. I just wanted to throw that. But before I let you go, one little trivia question. You already know the answer. Los Angeles Dodgers, what's the name of the stadium?
Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
Well, Okay. What else? What about this?
The name, the official name is Chavez Ravine.
Right. Isn't that more so the area?
Well, I'm not sure about
outside of downtown. I've been, yeah.
I'm not here to put you on the spot, but I'm going to give you one more little trivia question because you deserve it. What is the famous phrase? Do you remember Joe Garagiola?
Was he the manager?
No, he was actually a catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, and then on NBC he did the games with Vin Scully years ago in the 70s and 80s, the game of the week on NBC. But did you ever hear the famous expression of Joe Garagiola, who was a catcher? What did he refer to as the catcher's equipment? What was the famous phrase?
I don't know. What is it? You tell
if
me.
If you don't, that's okay. The tools of ignorance.
Okay. Well, explain to me why.
Well, because it's a catcher, and, you know, it just looks just so, you know, like mob-like, and, you know, just, and it was just a catchphrase. I figured I'd teach you something because you're teaching me something. Keep up the great work, both you and Shep.
Well, thank you so much, Gary from New Hampshire. I wish I had a little bit more, what is the word? I wish I had more context to it. Just random questions. Now, when he comes on next, I'm going to ask him about Sexy Red. I'm going to ask him. He don't know none about that. Kareem is calling from L.A. What's up, Kareem?
Yes, sir. I want to explain what the problem with Wilson is. The whole team. He doesn't have receivers.
Yeah, they got hurt.
When they catch the ball, they can run. The run and catch is not. They don't run the ball fast. They don't open deep fast enough for Wilson not to be sacked. So he's the receiver. He's the whole team. He's the system. The system they are running, they don't have players. Okay, they want Wilson to do everything. Russell Wilson to do everything. It's a shame the whole world is blaming him. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I'm not going to disagree. What else are they going to rely on? They need him to do everything because the whole team sucks, and he sucks as a result. What does that mean? That means they all suck. Yeah, but you know what? I said this last night. Russell Wilson deserves this because this is what he asked for. This is what he wanted. He tiptoed around it. He danced around it. He wanted to leave, but he didn't want to leave. But then they didn't want me, so I left. And so goodbye. Good. Hope he wins 3 more games the rest of his career every season. I hope he's stuck with Sean Payton for another bunch of years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Colorado beating Stanford 36-26. Trying to hold on. Let's see if Stanford can bounce back. I'm going to get to more of your calls, and I'm going to tell you about 2 other damn good games that should take place Saturday in college. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content, giving me time to leave my girlfriend's house, give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Stanford trying to get some points on the board. Colorado leads 36-26, 7.5 minutes left in the game. This is not the only college game of the day, of the night, of the weekend that you probably want to pay attention to. Tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, less than 24 hours away from now, even less than that, we got USC and Notre Dame. Caleb Williams coming off of what you might consider to be a crap game against Arizona last week. Took USC 3 overtimes to beat them, 43-41. Caleb went out there, only had 1 touchdown, was sacked 4 times, and only threw for 219 yards. This man is still in the lead for the Heisman, I think without a shadow of a doubt. 1,800 yards passing, 22 touchdowns to the 1 interception. And they'll try to do this again tomorrow, or at least better, against Notre Dame. It's Sam Hartman going to try to go out and put some points up himself. I don't know if they'll be able to keep up with USC. But USC, as much as they score, they give up a crap lot of points. So let's see what happens there. That'll be an interesting game. Always is between USC and Notre Dame. And then speaking of a rivalry, we got a good one. We got the Ducks. We got Washington. They're going at it. These two teams have played each other, count them, 114 times. This time, they're both in the top 10 in the AP, top 25. So this is a good look. They're also going to be out moving on to the Big Ten next season. And these dudes may not be Caleb Williams, who is, but Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., they're certainly in the conversation. They got to fill seats when they give away the Heisman Award out in New York. And these two dudes will go out there and they will fill it up. Bo Nix so far this season, 15 touchdowns to one interception. Penix Jr., 16 touchdowns to two INTs. Both of these dudes just airing the hell out of the ball. And Dan Lanning.
I'm really excited for the Ducks game as well, JR. You know, you got Michael Penix Jr. Obviously, you talked about him. Bo Nix. I would say the Heisman favorites. I don't know if you agree with that or not. I'm guessing you kind of do agree with it. I was left speechless, too, when I talk about these Pac-12 rivals. Marco, how excited are you for this Oregon-Washington game? I know you're a big college football guy as well.
It's going to be fun. It's a measuring stick to see if, I mean, one of them coming out of there, who's going to be the leader of the Pac-12, and to see if they're for real. It's going to be fun. You would imagine a lot of points and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, and Marco, I know JR mentioned USC-Notre Dame. The reality is Marcus Freeman, he's had some questionable calls as a college football head coach now in his second full year there. Sam Hartman, he came in with a lot of hype. He looked good for the first three games, but he has been a statue in the biggest of moments. But I know Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams. He is greatness personified. Shedeur Sanders is greatness personified. But as we watch this game, Marco, I cannot believe that Stanford is now within 3 points. This game is 36-33, pending an extra point. It is good. So this is a 3-point game. Marco, this could be the biggest choke job in the history of college football. I don't think that is an exaggeration.
A bit of an exaggeration.
Look, okay, there you go.
Look, Colorado, this is an embarrassment. You had this game in the palm of your hand. You've given Stanford, who has looked porous all season long, a chance to get back in this, and made no sense. You allowed them, you didn't put your foot on their throat, you allowed them to get back in it, and now you find yourselves in a dogfight in a game that you had no thought of losing coming into it. Colorado's obviously had a great season. This one would be a tough pill to swallow. You'll see, we'll find out if they can steady the waters in the last 6 minutes or so and hold off the Cardinal.
Absolutely. And listen, if you're not familiar with the name, Charles Kelly, he is the Colorado Buffalo defensive coordinator, and there is an over-under how many aneurysms he is going to have on the sideline with what the defense has caused him. They don't make the proper angles on tackles. They don't even tackle. Sometimes I feel like they're trying to do the waltz more than they are actually bringing an opposition down. But folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw to an update. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you. JR is going to be with us momentarily. That I am pretty sure of. We're going to do our best to get him back up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? I love your show, man. I listen to you every night when I'm getting off work. You take me to the palace every night, buddy.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm just trying to make sure it's a good day. That's it. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog. No small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no harm. That's enough. Shout outs to Ice Cube, for he come after me asking me for money. The man got money. He don't need none from me. Anyway, Shep, we talked about this, and I jokingly, half seriously said it. Colorado and Stanford are still playing. There are 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in the game. Colorado leads 36-33. And I said, am I going to be off of the air and this game's still going on? You say with five timeouts between both teams that they're going to go past our show.
Without any hesitation, JR, the JR Sport Brief is going to be a wrap before Colorado and Stanford is curtains.
That's moving into almost four-hour territory.
Yes.
Is that Dion's point wasn't the length of the game. Well, it was the fact that these games are long as hell, and they're starting late.
Well,
Stanford just called another timeout. So now that the clock is stopped at 3 minutes and 8 seconds, we'll see. We'll see. Let's get to some of the calls before we roll out and before Colorado finishes. Jonathan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. First time I've been able to get on the air with you. I really like your show.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Yeah, just driving home from work. So many things I could touch on from being on hold and listening a little over an hour now. Called in right after that. Steve, the no sleep character. But anyway,
a week and a half, he didn't sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, I average 4 hours a day if I'm lucky. Usually, I work on call 24/7. But I was curious who you had favored maybe for the college football playoff, and I can hang up and listen to you.
All right. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you. I mean, without being biased, I think I want to say Georgia. But Michigan is certainly looking good. I don't know if the schedule that Georgia laid out in front of them, where they just beaten Joe and Mary College, is going to work out for them in the long run. And then at the same time, it's tough to go back-to-back-to-back, man. That's tough. So maybe Harbaugh gets over the hump this year. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Michigan. 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Illinois. What up, Vlad?
J.R. Flippin' Jackson. What's up, brother?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I just celebrated my 20th birthday yesterday, man. Everything's
going
well.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I was like, I should give JR a call, man.
Yeah, what are you doing for your birthday? What you doing?
Hung out with some friends at my college, man, and going out, bowling, made me some breakfast, you know. Can't complain. I enjoyed it.
Tomorrow?
No. Yesterday.
What are you doing over the weekend, though?
Well, funny thing you say that, I was going to ask you this question. So me and my, I'm coming up this weekend upstate, and going to the Bears game with my father.
Okay.
We're going to see the Vikings and, and that, trash ass team we call the Bears play. So,
right.
You know,
right.
It's free tickets. So he has a suite.
Good.
And, we can go up there and watch the game, man. So can't complain.
Good. So you said you're going to ask me something. What you asking me?
Oh, I was gonna ask you about the about Justin Fields, man. What you're thinking.
Well, I mean, the Vikings stink too, so it should be a shootout. I think Justin Fields will have another good game.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. You know, if he keeps performing like he was the last 2 weeks, you know, we're gonna go places. I want Caleb Williams, but at the same time, I'm willing to give Justin Fields a chance if he's gonna keep performing like this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they'll be that bad this year, man. I think we got some other teams. Carolina ain't all that good. But then at the same time, don't the Bears, they got the first two picks. Don't they have their pick and theirs, right?
Yeah, I can't complain about that. And by the way, man, the JR and Dave Shepard t-shirts will be dropping out soon, man. That's all I want for my birthday, man.
Okay. Well, stay tuned, Vlad. I actually got somebody working on the store, okay?
All right. Shout out to 3-6 Mafia. Thank you, baby. Thank
Never
you, man.
Says it. You popping your collar?
I am popping my collar since day one-ish, man.
Yeah, you better put my money in my hand. All right, Vlad, take it easy, okay?
You too, brother.
All right, no doubt. Rick is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, thank you for taking my call again. First of all...
Hold on a second. Yeah. Hey, Shep, every time he starts, I have to go, oh, crap. Like, it's like walking into a room and firecrackers go off. Like, here he is. Go ahead, Rick from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Slow down.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate Rob Thompson for his thing, and I want for Alex Anthopoulos, the indigenous people had sent a message to you. Second question.
What? Wait.
All right.
Did you just say just randomly.
Yeah.
To Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager of the Braves, the indigenous people send a message. Did you just say that?
Yeah, well, basically his team has a controversial nicknames.
I've heard. So what the hell does that have to do with the GM? Did he name them?
No. I know that.
So what message?
Well, as a Canadian, he should know that indigenous people are very sensitive to issues like that. For example,
let me ask you a question. What should the players also like not play? Like, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that if that team, your owner of that team, if they could change,
they don't have a general owner. They are owned by a media company.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, the Braves are owned by Liberty Media. Matter of fact, they're in the process of spinning them off. They don't have a traditional owner. They don't have a singular owner.
Oh, okay. My next question. The Atlanta Dream. Do you know who Letitia Emmert here, right? She's from Mississauga.
I don't know what last name you just said. I don't know who you're talking
about. Emmert here. Letitia. She plays for the Atlanta Dream.
I haven't seen one Dream game this year.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Okay, basically, she was born in Mississauga, the same town as Dylan Brooks, your favorite Canadian.
What about her?
Well, she's Canadian.
Wait. Hold on, Rick. Rick, I got to be honest.
Yep.
Tonight, you are just saying random things and you make no sense.
Okay. I want to talk about...
I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it. So you want...
Hello?
Yes, you, Rick.
Well, sir, I think on my feet, I'm going to figure to have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
All right, Rick. Hey, listen.
Yep.
Ask me a question, and then we can just end on a high note. Ask me a question. Don't make a statement. Ask me a question.
Okay. Deion Sanders has a right to complain. You know, I understand ESPN. In our country, TSN with the CFL does the same thing. They put games at ridiculous times like 7 o'clock Eastern and 10 o'clock Eastern and 11 o'clock Eastern time. So I have a question. I think he is right to be mad because I wish he would do that to the CFL guys and TSN, for example, about the time. And they're cold. Oh, by the way, it's colder in Boulder, Colorado.
God, there's more.
What?
Wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim Bilbuck.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
It's colder tonight in Boulder, Colorado, than it was in Calgary, Alberta tonight. The CFL was playing. It was 70 degrees Celsius there and 4 in Boulder. He looked terrible tonight. And the strange thing, Mark Jones was doing the broadcast for ESPN. He's a Canadian, and he was cold. That was an ironic thing. I couldn't believe that.
It gets cold in Colorado.
Yeah,
it is
2 a.m.
It is October, okay?
Yeah, right, we're cold up here.
Thank you. Rick, I got to hang up on you.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Alfred, low dork, 8 of 10. Business is business, and as we all know, in order to get something.
I can't believe it was colder in Colorado than it is in Canada. Like, come on, bro. It's October. It gets cold, man. Like, who cares?
I was going to tell you about the Magna Carta next.
I hope not. Sheesh. Ugh. He was off tonight. I think he's been up for a week and a half.
He's probably watching this Colorado-Stanford game.
Yeah, it is. It's still going on. 15 seconds, Shep.
Stanford's not missing this field goal attempt, though.
The game's not going to end?
No, they're not missing this field goal attempt. This is meant to go in overtime.
How long is this kick? Where they at? Let's see. Where they at? Where they at, though?
Well, it's going to be 3rd and 10, so they're at the 28. So it's going to be about a 40-yard field, 42-yard field goal.
They're going to try to get some yards here.
Yeah, but there's 9 seconds. You don't want to play around too much.
It's possible. Who's here? Daniel from Chicago. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, Mr. Respect.
How you doing?
You got a
passenger in your car right now?
No, I don't have a passenger. Just me driving around and picking up passengers.
Okay. What time you ended tonight?
Okay. I just want to let you know that James Harden, I don't know what is his problem. The guy used to be good. I used to like him. I used to love him. But it looks like he takes things for granted that he's all that. He's not all that. He can...
We don't
need him in Chicago. We don't need him in Atlanta. We don't need him nowhere. He can quit. He can retire.
Yeah, I agree. I wish he'd go away. I agree.
Yeah, I wish... I used to love him when he was in Houston. Now, he ain't playing nothing. I don't care about him no more.
Well, let's see where he gets. Let's see if I should say, and if and when he gets traded, and what that looks like. Okay.
Yeah. Guess what?
What,
Mr. Gaya, my birthday is coming up.
Your birthday? When is it?
10/24.
The 24th. What is that? A week and a half away, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What are you doing for your birthday?
10/24. What I'm gonna do? If the Bears win on Sunday, then that Tuesday, on my birthday, I'm gonna call some guys. You know, we're gonna have fun.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but you should have all the fun in the world you want. Okay.
That's right. That's what I'm going. I'm gonna try to call you on that day so that you can wish me a happy birthday on the radio.
If I'm here, you by all means, you call me. I will wish you a happy birthday on your birthday, okay?
Yes. Tell Mr. Good Shepherd to pick up my phone when I call on Tuesday.
Oh,
10/24.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't need to be bossy now, Daniel. You have a good weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you. Nice talking to you, man.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. And this Colorado and Stanford game, it's going to go on past this damn show, as Shep just said, because Stanford just tied the game 36-all to end regulation. They are going into overtime. And this damn game is going to be just as long as this show, 4 hours. As Dion said, too damn late of a start for too damn long of a game. Listen, folks, I'm out of here. This game is still going on, but I'm gone, okay? I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'll be holding it down in New York City on WFAN. If you want more of me, I'm here in less than 24 hours. Well, not here, but on WFAN New York City. Listen on the free Odyssey app. Shep, thank you, man. I'll holler at you later, okay?
Thank you, JR. Sounds good, my friend.
All the best, man. Rich Herrera coming up next.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.